from Oroville, August 27, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Chloe and Eleni. The weather in Oroville continues to be humid. Temperatures between 26 and 30 degrees, a 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms, or better even, with winds out of the south-southeast 10 to 14 kilometers per hour today through Thursday. Following is an interview with Aryamani explaining the exhibition she's preparing for Brasilia and the parallel she perceives between Brasilia and Oroville.
I have made some contacts in Brasilia to prepare an exhibition about Oroville in Brasilia. That for, if someone does not know, is Brazil capital and has some many points that are kind of close to Oroville. In the sense that it was a planned city that has a dream as an inspiration. And it was made, planned in the sense that it was made from a barren land where nothing was there, a kind of savanna in the center of Brazil, and with a very modern and beautiful architecture. So there are many parallels between Oroville and Brasilia. And I think it would be very nice if you can have the exhibition next year and have contacted people in Brasilia, and you have already a group that is formed to sustain and to work for this exhibition to happen. And as Brazil is a very open country to Chiro Robindo and Auroville's ideals, I mean, the young people and even some officials, institutions, are absolutely very, very open to Auroville's spirit and ideals. So they want really to have to implement this relationship between these two cities.
The New Creation Children's Choir, under the direction of Yung Mi, will sing French songs, and the Free Progress School children will dance, choreographed by Marie Babu, at Cinema Paradiso Town Hall, Friday, August 29th, from 6 to 7 p.m. The Youth Center has 500 indigenous saplings to plant in the area located between Kalabumi Future School and the Youth Center. Following the next rains, the digging of holes will happen, and all are invited to participate in some collective tree planting. The Youth Center is also creating a cycle and walking path through this park area. A route has been marked out that meanders through the forest, following roughly the line of the crown, but keeping to the most shaded areas, and trellises for climbing plants will be constructed in the most open parts. The work will be from 7 to 10 a.m. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning, starting 1st of September. All people of goodwill are welcome to come and manifest this cycle walking path experiment. The Maitri Housing Project is preparing to start construction work at the beginning of September. This project will cover an area of nearly 18 square miles in the residential zone of Oroville, envisaged for about 300 people. The first phase, ready to start, is planned for 16 houses with some studios and office spaces. Those interested in knowing more details about this project, please contact vijayad@oroville.org.in or bertrand@oroville.org.in or joseba@oroville.org.in. The Sri Aurobindo Ashram Trust officially made available the Mother's and Sri Aurobindo's written works in English on its website. Today, 7 volumes of the collected works of the Mother in French have also been added. To download, click on to www.sriaurobindoashram.org/ashram/mother/writings_fr.php. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website, orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.